Tuesday's Washington Post had an opinion piece by Alexandra Petri with the headline, "Carpenter and His Fiancée Hesitant to Bring Child into Troubled World." They did sit down in that place that is called couch, and lo, they began to discuss. "Yikes," Joseph said, and Mary nodded. "The world right now just does not seem to be like a place, a great place to be bringing a child into." They noted rampant disease, unemployment, a dysfunctional republic, and a world generally hostile to religious minorities, women, refugees, and the poor. Was there anything on the positive side? "Figs," Mary said. "Figs are great." "And at night, right after the sun sets, the sky is always a fascinating color, different every time. And people are all right." Mary fiddled with a thread on her garment. "Maybe we could raise someone who had hope, who could help fix things that are broken." "Through carpentry," Joseph offered. "Sure," Mary said, "or something." "Actually," she went on to say, "I've got some news." Our own parents may have sat on a couch for a similar conversation before bringing us into this troubled world. You who are immigrants or whose parents were immigrants certainly had another discussion before coming to this place, 2,000 miles from Michoacan, 3,000 from Galway, 6,000 miles from Lagos. How did they pull it off? In his recent book, Shoutin' in the Fire, African-American writer Dante Stewart reflects on the faith of his parents and grandparents in the shadow of slavery. He writes, "I return to this old King James Bible and our black prayers and black sermons and black songs and black poems and all the ways black folk have learned to live in a country that does not love us. I return because I know there is something about these words that the old black country folk held onto in the burning." Stewart says that his people lived with deep trauma, but by the grace of God, still loved themselves enough to believe in their future. The words that they held on to were Jesus' words. They knew the poor Christ was on their side. He was with them. He was one of them. And so, Stewart says, his folk were able to love in ways that, quote, "cooled our bodies and cooled our spirits and stopped our trembling." In words that might describe our Ascension parish and school community, Stewart writes, "To believe in the better, to believe in your future, to shout in the midst of a country on fire, to stare down lions. This is the stuff of hope. It is not an ascent to nostalgia or myths or lies. It is the audacious belief that one's body, one's story, one's future does not end in this moment. Tonight we celebrate the birth of the one who reveals that one's body, one's story, one's future does not end in this moment. The audacious belief, begotten low so many years ago in that couch conversation, a conversation continued by generations of immigrants and slaves and their descendants unto this very night. It's the faith and hope we hold on to in a troubled world and nation and neighborhood. And it's the love that cools our bodies and spirits and troubled hearts and stops our trembling. The love that saves us.